The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
The second healthcare worker reported no symptoms and no fever. However, because at that point she was in a group of individuals known to have exposure to Ebola, she should not have traveled on a commercial airline.
All right, there we go. The nurse in question already out of Dallas and instead is in Atlanta at Emory University. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. America Tonight, the White House scrambling, the CDC scrambling, and people's fears ignited for real as there's confusion over these policy changes on Ebola. That was Dr. Tom Frieden, you just heard there, who heads up the CDC. He did admit that they should have been more aggressive in the beginning. They should have had a team there. They should have discussed policy. What's so crazy about all of this is the second nurse, Amber Vinson, picture this, of course realizes, yes, Nina Pham, my friend, the other nurse, one of the many nurses, gets Ebola. We're all talking about her. We're all worried. She's doing much better. I also handled Tom Duncan. But I got a wedding to plan. I'm going to the airport. I'm at the airport. I'm taking my temperature, though, and I'm watching for symptoms because I know that I have to do that. And I call the CDC and say, geez, my temperature is 99. It's just over 99. And they say nothing. She tells them I'm getting on a plane to go to Cleveland. Oh, have fun. Have fun in Cleveland. So how unprepared are we for Ebola? I think it's justifiable for people to be concerned about it. I think it's justifiable to raise questions over plans. And then telling us, the mayor of Dallas, because Dallas is ground zero, saying it may get worse. It might get worse because of this second diagnosis. Of course it might get worse because we don't have a handle on it to begin. So here's a question for you. Should Frieden resign? Should the guy in charge of the CDC who admits, you know, we weren't as aggressive as we should have been. I got to admit that. I mean, what do they need to be thumped on the head with it? They saw what was going on in West Africa. For goodness sake, they saw the two American workers and dealt with them. Kent Brantley and Nancy Reitbold. They know what happened there. How could the CDC director even say, gee, we should have been more aggressive? Really? It's so obvious. So is this the guy you want running the CDC? No offense, Dr. Frieden. He might have been a brilliant doctor. He is not brilliant in this role, as far as I can tell, because I have to trust in what he's saying, and he is saying those are words from him, not from somebody else reporting it, blogging it, making it up. And he said we weren't aggressive enough. We should have been more aggressive. We should have anticipated that. Ugh. So, you know, it's interesting. You got other people who are saying, I don't want those planes from West Africa. Well, I mean, we're not saying that. No. Not the good old USA. We're not saying that. But St. Lucia, Columbia, the Columbia Institute, they're saying, have some travel ban here. We don't want anything coming into the Caribbean. We have enough problems. I mean, it's just absolutely insanity that the president won't impose a travel ban to fight Ebola. I mean, okay, you want to tell us our fears are unfounded, even though the ball's been dropped several times on the court in Dallas, and you have everybody admitting those mistakes. Why, oh why, do they just dismiss offhandedly the idea of a travel ban? No one's completely sure how the virus is transmitted. Nobody can tell us 100%. And then they keep talking about these protocols, but they don't even have the protocols in place. I mean, this is a serious problem. Would we even want, why would we even chance the idea of an epidemic, of a pandemic, of pandemonium, of chaos? Why would we even chance that? And you have other people in other countries saying no flights. And West Africa is ridiculously disorganized. You wait, because you asked for it. Some of you missed this. Coming up, Dr. Mardia Stone. She helped set up what they had nothing, Liberia's health policy. And you wait to hear what she has to say about the reason they're having so many problems. Because one, they're having a tough time with the whole how they have to bury the dead immediately, get rid of their body. But the mindset, they're circumventing curfew and checkpoints, hiding people, running away, because it's a stigmatism to get Ebola because so many people are dying. So why are we not restricting travel? Is this a feelings thing? It's a serious problem. Letting Thomas Duncan in was a mistake. If we had had a travel ban in place, he wouldn't have been able to get in from Liberia. He was somebody who panicked and ran, and I don't blame him, frankly, if I were to put myself in the shoes of someone there. So what do? Well, you don't allow those flights in. You just don't do it. It's just insanity that we won't impose it, that we just dismiss the whole idea of it. I figured now you start, when I see another nurse, this nurse has to be airlifted. Well, basically, they fly her to Atlanta, and these protocols have been breached. I mean, come on now. Give me a break. Second nurse infected with Ebola. And there are 70-plus healthcare workers they're monitoring for the possibility. And they're even saying it could get worse. The Texas hospital, because they were asked by Congress, they admit we made mistakes. So the hospital makes mistakes, the CDC makes mistakes. And those mistakes can cost lives. It's that simple. Ask the people in West Africa about that. What happens when you make mistakes? And might get worse, so how many more cases are we possibly going to see? And what happened with those people? Were they quarantined, monitored? What does that mean? They're acknowledging that they should play and should have played a bigger role checking the spread of Ebola in Texas. I love that. The feds are saying it. The feds are saying that they should have played a bigger role. So we have nothing but apologists when it comes to this. I mean, just days ago at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, they were saying they're going to stop Ebola in its tracks. We're going to stop Ebola in its tracks. Yeah, hardly until they realized they were dealing with a dinosaur that could easily squash you. Why aren't we proactive trying to fight this Ebola thing? We need to hear directly from the CDC. That's what happened with the healthcare workers. Why wouldn't they, like Tom Fried, that's why I say maybe he needs to go. Why wouldn't he have immediately jumped all over this? Number two with Ebola. How are you feeling, America? 855-266-5283. See you in a few. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment daily basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, October 15th, 2014, gold opened at $1,246.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,292.55, $646.27 for a half ounce, or $323.14 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,292.55, $646.27, and $323.14.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Whoa, you know, you know, you know, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, 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 when it came to winning Blue Ribbon. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you took the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful baby. Cause baby, won't you look at you now? Come on, you want to love me.
All right, coming up, as I mentioned, Dr. Stone, you do not want to miss this conversation because Dr. Stone talks about everything you needed to know in Liberia, why things are happening the way they are happening, and why that's significant to all of us and why I think that travel ban is such a mistake. And by the way, what's interesting about Ebola is some people are trying to play politics with it. My only politics in this is the White House is really messed up. The CDC is messed up. The Texas hospital messed up. They all admit that they weren't aggressive. They all admit to it. So, you know, this isn't even finger pointing. It is what it is. But I'm going to finger point. I'm going to say, come on. Wake up. Why even take the chance? Let's crush it in West Africa. Look, we're worried about blood samples. General Dempsey last week was talking about worried about his guys carrying the blood samples, knowing how deadly it is. They're worried about getting people out of Liberia. They have a giant ship. They're going to have to decontaminate everybody, all the military folks. I mean, Ebola is nothing to take lightly. Yes, yeah, some people's immune systems and getting them, you know, IV'd up, let them ride it out, they can do it. But would you take that chance? No, thank you. Well, gee, it seems like you're very strong and healthy. You probably will be able to ride that out. No, we don't want to take those chances in riding it out. And I think that's the problem. That's part of the taking it lightly thing. Because assuming, you know, this is the United States and we have these hospitals, and imagine if the hospitals were overrun. How many Ebola people, oh, I might have Ebola, how many people could they deal with at one time? It's like this monitoring situation. How does this woman get on a plane to Cleveland? They weren't doing a great job of it. So they can scramble all they want and come up with whatever they want, but the bottom line is there was a lot of people that dropped a lot of balls here, and if they just shut down the flights, it would be one relief. I mean, it would be one way to calm some of the fears. So if anything, we need some change. Maybe Dr. Frieden needs to resign. He admitted it. We made mistakes. Well, the Texas hospital said we made mistakes. Frieden said, yeah, we should have been more aggressive. We weren't aggressively doing what we should have done when we had that first patient. So sorry about that. So sorry that that happened. My, oh, my. In the meantime, there actually was some other things that happened that I feel like I need to fill in the blanks, because it's, you know, I don't want this to turn into a version of, we're going to take one call, but I want it to turn into a version of CNN, where all we do is talk about the missing flight, which still is missing, by the way, that Malaysian flight. All right, Grimm, we're going to let him double dip because he wants to talk about something other than nailing the score. Hey, Grimm.
Hey, look, there's just one word solution, quarantine.
Yeah, why didn't they do that?
Well, you know, I'm sitting here. I'd like to create hashtag get a dick, because I got a dictionary here, and even the fourth word in it says, you know, the latest thing they've been saying, 40 days, a period of 40 days. I think it should be 90. Now, for the border problem, we done paid for the dual fence. Go ahead and put it up, but create a 300-meter area between it, landmines. And with the Ebola and this other problem, we better do it now. They don't come across in Korea.
They don't. I'll tell you what, it sounds funny to say that in a way somebody's thinking, oh, that's just wrong. That's wrong to say that you would do that. But here's the thing. Are we going to turn into World War Z? Did you see that movie? I mean, do I want to be running? Do I want to be running with people chasing me and the people have viruses and trying to save my family? I mean, it sounds far-fetched. But this is what happens when you're sleeping at the wheel and you don't take some precautions.
And ISIS, I already told you when I first called in.
Yeah.
Israel would have done solved the problem. It's been long enough for them to go ahead and take care of the problem.
Yeah, and we even had a guest on, Grimm, we even had a guest on, Andrew O'Brien, this week, at the beginning of the week, who was served in Iraq and said, oh, ISIS was all over the place in 2009. We knew it. It's disgusting. He said, it's unbelievable. You know, this big miss here. Because he was fighting.
I can't believe our national security didn't catch him across the border. Have you ever seen the highways over there? There's no trees. It's sand. Anything headed south, shoot. You know? I mean,
yeah,
really.
What they're doing, what ISIS is doing, thanks, Grimm, what ISIS is doing in Syria and what they're doing in Iraq, especially I'm worried about Baghdad, is so, I mean, it's not scary. It's sickening. It's twisted. It's perverse. Demanding that we're the boys, the bad boys in black, and we will cut your head off. We will rape your women. We will force people to do things they don't want to do, because this is Sharia law. This is what we're doing. And you either play or you pay. And they're making people pay. It's still happening. It's not gone. Listen, this is why this coalition was formed. That's why all that's happening now, because it can't be left to fester. Cannot be left to fester. All right, speaking of ISIS and all that ISIS entails, so much focus on Ebola, and for very, very good reason. And, you know, just the new things that I talked about, obviously people trying to say, oh, my bad. No, you're bad. It's everybody's bad all the way around. It's scary, stupid. And the push to get to Baghdad, to me, is the big thing. And that's what's being talked about now. There have been more airstrikes in this past week. And the thought is, okay, so we have these airstrikes, and this is going to be a long campaign. We keep hearing this. But we waited again too long to act, so we're paying the price. Like I said, Andrew O'Brien talking about it in 2009, he saw it. Other people who have also come on the show and talked about it and mentioned ISIS, Jeff Atticott, our terrorism expert, talking about ISIS and why we didn't stop it in the beginning. You have even the former Secretary of Defense, Leon Panetta, who might be peddling a book, but says everybody in the room said, well, you know, ISIS is pretty darn bad. You might arm those Syrian rebels. No, 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 because then we'll take the blame for that, and we see what happens. So, once again, we are behind, but we can't do anything about it in the rearview mirror. We're going to have a long campaign because this is they're a serious threat. If they were that easy to stomp out, we would have already stomped them out. Let's be real. Let's be real. All right, I want to throw this one out just because for the sake of a little levity or interest here. I mentioned, number one, congratulations to the Royals because the Royals, with a big sweep, so they move on to go to the World Series. They swept the Orioles. Sorry for all my Oriole fans out there. I know there's a lot of people pulling for Baltimore, just like for Kansas City. The Giants got past the Cardinals again, so they have a 3-1 lead in their National League Championship Series. So one half of the World Series is set. That's the Royals. We'll see what happens if the Giants end up beating the Cardinals. But how about this story about I love time capsules. Does that sound weird? I guess because when I was in school, I think three different schools where I was, we had time capsules. Got to put something in the time capsule. We're going to bury it beneath the earth of Ohio University. Do you have anything to contribute? I remember that. And then when I was in grade school, same thing. We're going to bury something underneath Holy Rosary. And then there was another school that I went to. I guess it was Cherry Hill East. We're going to bury a time capsule there. So in Boston, there was a Boston time capsule. This is so cool. That went back to 1901. It has letters, photographs, newspaper clippings, the book Foreign Relations of the United States, 1896. It was removed last week from the head of a lion statue that stood guard over the old State House. And the Bostonian Society, which oversees like the historic kind of buildings, of course, they had an inventory of all the items. They don't know. The red hardcover book I mentioned, that's kind of mysterious because they didn't know about that. And they said that remarkably, the contents were all in good condition. They had a box of business cards of top elected people, William McKinley, Teddy Roosevelt, presidential campaign button from 1900. How cool is that? I would have loved to have been the person that got to put on my little gloves and open the head of the lion, you know, open it and go through it through and see what was in the time capsule. I know, there's something neat about them. Just me. Coming up next, Dr. Stone, do not miss this. She just got back from Liberia. Hear what she has to say.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Find out how to stop Big Brother in his tracks at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 120 26-serving, 3-square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and 3-square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Very pleased to welcome to the show Dr. Mardia Stone, who is an international health expert who just actually came back from Liberia working with the government at the epicenter of this deadly epidemic that we've been talking about, and concerned about what's happening here in the U.S. and concerned about what's happening, obviously, over in Liberia and what's going on with the experimental drug ZMapp and producing that. And she's got quite a story to tell. Dr. Stone, thanks for coming on with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
So you were there, and you went into communities that were quarantined because of Ebola. And you met with 80 Ebola survivors who didn't get that ZMapp. What did they tell you? How did they survive this?
Well, I didn't meet with 80 people altogether. There are over 100 people now who actually survived Ebola. But basically, you know, most of them, when they became ill, showed up at the treatment center early enough to get the kind of care that they needed, because, you know, the treatment for, there's no cure for Ebola, but the treatment is individualized because it depends on what kind of symptoms you're manifesting. So if you have a high fever, they treat that. If you're vomiting, they treat that. You know, whatever your symptoms are is what they treat. And the earlier you get there, the better it is. So they, you know, literally described what happened, how they felt, mostly starting off with a high fever that was unrelenting and perspiring profusely and having a very, very severe headache. So most of them started with that kind of symptom.
Wow.
People were just terrified, really terrified about catching Ebola, because you don't know who has it, and somebody can be exposed and manifest the disease at any moment, and you don't know who has it. So people are really terrified.
How are the families dealing with the devastating diagnosis when you said they're terrified of Ebola because they see how many people aren't surviving from this. What did you see among those who were survivors?
Well, one of the things, a lot of them were concerned about stigmatization because people really, even though they were tested negative for Ebola before they left the hospital, people were just afraid to be around them. And a lot of them, their families didn't even want them to come back home. You know, so they had this kind of stigmatization and discrimination against them. And for them, it was like, you know, you survive Ebola, but yet and still, people are not embracing. You know, they're not happy that you survived. They're just terrified of you coming in their midst. And so that was one of the things that survivors were experiencing. I talked to one of them a few days ago in Liberia, and he was saying that the stigmatization problem it has not changed. People are still afraid of people who have survived, and people really still don't want to be around people who have survived because they don't believe that, you know, you're actually well, completely well, and that at any given moment you may reinfect them. I mean, you may infect them because you could become reinfected, which is not so because, you know, people who survive have developed antibodies that protect them against secondary infections with Ebola. So once you have survived, you know, your likelihood of getting Ebola again is very, 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 very slim to none.
Yeah, Dr. Stone, is this why they're treating the one nurse in Dallas with somebody who survived Ebola with the blood from that patient because of the antibodies, I suppose? Is that the reason why?
Right. Right. Yes, that's the reason why. Because, you know, the first people who did this kind of experiment was way back in 1976. The Africans in Zaire at that time, people were dying so quickly. And for those who survived, they decided to transfuse the blood of people who had survived in those that manifested the signs and symptoms of Ebola. And it worked. And Western physicians and scientists were telling them, don't do this, don't do that. It's not going to work. But it worked. And so this is why now, you know, they can actually save more lives by transfusing blood into people.
Yeah. The ZMAP, in talking about people who survived without getting the ZMAP, and now there is the crush of scientists who are using other experimental drugs and trying to produce the company producing the ZMAP. And yet some people will say, well, the ZMAP is, we don't know for sure, but it seems as though the few doses that were there helped the people. Tell us about ZMAP and what you think its effectiveness is.
Well, one really does not know whether those who survived actually survived because of ZMAP. Because, for example, with Ken Brantley, he was having supportive care before he got the ZMAP. But my understanding is that, you know, from what the story he tells is that from the minute he got the ZMAP, he could literally feel the difference in his recovery. So it's possible that it worked, but it's possible also that all of the other care he was getting, the hydration, treating every symptom that he had, probably is what saved him as well. Because, you know, there are over 100 people who did not have ZMAP, who didn't have any experimental anything, and they survived because they got to the treatment center early enough that they were given the supportive treatment that kept them alive. So the key is get to the center early enough, get to the treatment facility early enough, get to the hospital early enough if you start manifesting symptoms, because the sooner you get there and the sooner they start treating your symptoms, the more likely you are to survive.
Yeah. Dr. Stone, you were, as I mentioned at the top, obviously you were in Liberia. You're an international health expert. And you've been in epidemic spots before, I suppose. Did you, you know, with now we're talking about what you're supposed to wear and the CDC saying the nurse must have somehow messed up because there's just no way with all the gear and the protective gear that she would have caught Ebola. But is that true? Because isn't there little things that could happen where you don't realize what you've done, even in just touching your eye or something, I guess?
Yes. One of the critical things about the protective gear is that, you know, you're protecting yourself when you go into an area where somebody is acutely ill with Ebola. But the critical thing is taking it off, because most of the people who have gotten infected, who had protective gear on, got infected in the process of taking it off. And the reason for that is because, you know, the when you're in close proximity to an infected person, the virus may get on your protective gear. So when you go to take it off, usually, at least in Liberia, they spray you with a highly concentrated chlorinated solution. You know, they spray all over you with this stuff, and then you take it off, because you can touch the garment as you take it off and not realize that you have touched some area where some kind of infective fluid was. And, you know, you go to touch it, you take it off and you go to touch yourself, and you may touch your eye, touch your ear, touch your nose, or touch some part of your body, not realizing that you may have, some small amount of this thing on your body, and then you get infected. So it is the taking it off, which is specific. You've got to take it off in such a way that you don't touch any part of your body as you're taking this thing off. And then, of course, it's discarded after you take it off. So yes, indeed, people get infected because they don't take off the garment properly.
Mm. What was the toughest thing about this whole latest trip for you, and seeing the devastation and, as you said, the stigmatism that people were feeling? What was the hardest thing about this?
Well, the thing was that it is a change in lifestyle, a change in the way people relate to each other. Liberians are people who love to embrace and touch each other. And the public health message is don't touch, don't hug, don't shake hands, you know. And so people are keeping their distance. People aren't visiting their friends. And it's like a whole new way of living. And then you don't know who may have it. So, you know, everybody is suspect. So everybody is sort of on guard, you know, 24 hours of the day. And so it makes it a very tense way to live. And so, you know, it's intense. It's a very intense environment to be in at this point in time.
Dr. Sun, do you feel confident that with all the people that are helping and trying to get rid of, stomp out Ebola in West Africa, do you feel confident that we'll be able to get this under control?
Well, yes, I feel confident that you can get it under control. But the people have to help themselves. You know, for example, the epidemic in West Africa started in Guinea. Guinea now has the fewest number of cases. And, you know, they're containing the transmission of the virus more effectively than they are in Liberia. Liberia, where the transmission occurred from Guinea, has almost tripled the number of cases that you have in Guinea. And the reason, I believe, is because the people in Liberia are not really listening to the public health messages. And if they are hearing those messages, they're not applying everything that they're being asked to do. For example, the dead body of an Ebola-infected person is equally infectious as the live person. And people are being told, do not touch anybody who is dead, you know, because you can get infected. But because of the traditions and the rituals, the traditional rituals surrounding burial, people in villages and towns are still trying to bury the dead.
Wow. Dr. Stone, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Thank you.
What good is a big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you to take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Time for another edition of Weekend Counts, and boy, can we. Let's start with this one. I gotta start with Ebola, I know. How about those U.S. troops that we've been talking about? You know, they're there in Liberia. You just heard the doctor talk about it. And in an unprecedented move to protect our troops that might be exposed to Ebola, the commanders are being given the authority to quarantine troops for 21 days at a Defense Department facility where they're going to be monitored for signs of the disease and treated if they come in contact with the virus. It spells it all out, all the details. Doesn't reveal the location, none of that, but it's going to apply to any of the troops evacuated from West Africa. There are more than 500 troops currently there. The Pentagon has authorized the deployment of up to 4,000 to assist in fighting this virus. They're not expected to treat Ebola patients, but, you know, some of them are going to come in contact with the virus. I mentioned the blood samples, all of that kind of stuff. So they put out a memo back on October 10th, thank goodness somebody gets that they had to be careful about this. I mean, think about it. If a service member comes in contact with blood, bodily fluids from an Ebola patient, a dead body, while not wearing protective gear, if the gear is compromised, they're going to be evacuated and quarantined, period. End of story. Commanders can isolate the entire unit for the final 10 days if necessary. And then 20 days, 21 days after they get back, they're going to be monitored. Whew. And you're not worried about Ebola? Mm. I think there's some questions, lots and lots of questions, that we really don't have great answers for. It's the variable scenario that I've talked about already. All right, other numbers to mention on We Can Count. Bermuda getting ready for possible hurricane. Hurricane Gonzalo bearing down on that very exposed country, burning through the North Atlantic. The wind speed, 120 miles an hour late Wednesday night. Storm is a Cat 3 hurricane right now after briefly hitting 4 when the wind was up to 130. Going to hit Bermuda on Friday morning. Gonzalo's path, kind of uncertain. They're not ruling out a direct hit on land. Meantime, there's another tropical storm. Tropical Storm Anna in the Pacific on the radar. Winds about 70 miles an hour. At least a Cat 1 hurricane with wind gusts of up to 100 miles by Friday. It'll directly impact the Hawaiian Islands by the weekend and into early Monday. Now, hurricanes, kind of, you'd be surprised, a rare happening in Hawaii. Only 3 storms have actually made direct landfall in the past 55 years. Isn't that crazy? You don't think it because it's exposed. It's an island, right? Other certainly bad storms or rain or constant rain and whatever. They have had weird periods. But that's different from a hurricane. It's a lot different from a hurricane. Here's one for you. This is one for the books for sure. And when we talk about numbers and talk about what numbers mean, because that's what I always say, you trace it back to numbers. In some way, there's always seems to add up to numbers. Unfortunately, the numbers here are not great numbers, but ISIS gaining some ground with the airstrikes hitting. ISIS is like a dirty word, right? A 4-letter word. No one wants to hear about ISIS, except for that we're concerned. The Anbar province has been largely overrun by ISIS. For months, they're trying to establish a society run by strict Sharia law. That's the name of the game for them. So they had at Andrews, the president, just the other day, at a big meeting of military leaders from 22 countries that are all part of the coalition fighting ISIS. They say they were still in the early stages. Now 60 countries part of this deal. 60 is a big number, right? Earlier in the week, they had a couple of deadly car bombs that went off on Monday and Tuesday, and ISIS said they were behind it. One was at a checkpoint in a Shiite neighborhood. Never good. ISIS is good about bragging, beating their chests, and saying that we're responsible, and they've been doing that a lot lately. It's another group that was a could've, would've, should've, but we can't waste time, as I always say, going backwards. It's what is the push going forwards, and that means more airstrikes, and we've had a few of those. In the meantime, if you were wondering about the market, the Dow fell 173 points because of the world worries. Remember, anytime there's negative news, you're going to see the market crash down a bit because people are going to do a sell-off thing. Of course, you can always have your loot, whether it's a little bit or a big stack, in cash. I'm not giving financial advice. I'm just saying. The Dow Jones fell 173.45 to be exact. The S&P lost 15.21 points. And the NASDAQ dropped 11.85 points. They say it's long overdue that the markets can't grind higher for that long without some sort of get back here. So small caps, energy shares were the weak performers. The potential of global economic weakness, Ebola spreading, rattling lots and lots of people, and that's why the stocks plummeted. Now, will it bounce back on Thursday? Always that possibility. A little bit of a buyback. Maybe on Friday, too. Who knows? It's like gambling. You are standing at the craps table. We say it over and over again, or I say it over and over and over again. Hey, we've talked about North Dakota before and what a boom town North Dakota is, a boom state, really. And now what's happened is, and this has been documented, 60 Minutes, all kinds of people have done stories on it with their cameras rolling. But check this out. When you look at Williston, North Dakota, sounds like a small, tiny town, doesn't it? It is a small town. But the town of 30,000 is booming. And why is that? This is what happens when you have an oil boom. There are jobs that actually pay. There are people that are flocking to the town. The problem is it's exploded so fast, they don't have affordable housing. People sleep in cars, sleep on the streets, all kinds of crazy stuff. I mean, so check this out, because I was just, somebody sent me a link to the Williston Herald, and the Herald did a piece on the average cost for a 700-square-foot apartment, $2,394 a month, highest in the country. Even if you're making more money, think about that. So all these people flocking there. How about the people who live there? If they already live there, it's like cleanup time for them, I would think. But you're stepping over people half the time that are having to sleep on the street or in the car because they're working whatever job, making 25 an hour as a waitress or whatever it is, and they don't have a great place to stay. You'd think they'd have to somehow figure that all out. All right, it's all about the numbers for politicians. You know, we have the midterm elections that are rapidly staring us in the face. And this guy's not worried about being reelected, but he's worried about his legacy. You know where I'm going. ABC Washington Post has the president's approval ratings pegged pretty low right now, continuing to drop about 40%, the lowest of his presidency anyway. The survey that was conducted between October 9th and 13th has that margin of error, of course, always a couple points. But the economic approval rating climbed up a bit, according to the poll, and now is at 44%. How about that? That was up, but his overall rating, 40. 40. That's it for We Can Count. Thanks for listening to America Tonight.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.